Hey there, amazing humans. It's your girl, Laura Bennett, back again with another dose of daily motivation and self-love on She Thrives. Today, we're diving into something super important, setting healthy boundaries with family. Now, before you roll your eyes and think, here we go with the drama, hear me out. Family can be our biggest source of love and support, but sometimes those close relationships can also blur the lines, leaving us feeling drained, stressed, or even resentful. Ever feel like your personal space gets invaded? You know that feeling when you just want a quiet night in, but suddenly everyone's dropping by unannounced. That's where boundaries come in. They're not about shutting people out, they're about creating healthy, respectful relationships where everyone feels safe, respected, and heard. Think of boundaries as your personal fences, the invisible lines that define your space and what you're comfortable with. They protect your energy, time, and emotional well-being. We all need them, even with our nearest and dearest. So let's get real about building these healthy boundaries with family. Here are 5 key takeaways to keep in mind. First, recognize that it's okay to say no. Seriously. You don't have to be everyone's superhero or constantly put their needs before your own. Remember that saying no isn't selfish, it's self-care. It's about prioritizing your own needs and well-being. Imagine a battery. If you keep giving and giving without recharging, eventually, you run out of power. Saying no allows you to recharge and show up as the best version of yourself for those who matter most. Second, communicate clearly and directly. Fake hints won't cut it. Be upfront about your needs and expectations. Think about it like ordering at a restaurant. You wouldn't just point vaguely at the menu and hope they get it right, would you? You'd clearly state what you want. The same goes for setting boundaries. Use I statements to express yourself clearly. For example, instead of saying, you always drop by without calling, try I appreciate you wanting to see me, but I feel overwhelmed when people just drop by unannounced. Can we please call ahead next time? Third, set realistic expectations. Don't expect overnight transformations or for everyone to suddenly understand your boundaries perfectly. Change takes time and effort from both sides. Remember that it's a journey, not a destination. Be patient with yourself and others, and celebrate small victories along the way. Think of it like learning a new skill. It takes practice and persistence. Fourth, be consistent. The key to successful boundaries is consistency. Once you've set them, stick to them. Don't give in out of guilt or fear of conflict. Think about it like training a dog. If you reward unwanted behavior, they'll keep doing it. The same goes for boundaries. If you constantly waver, others will learn that your limits aren't real. And finally, remember to take care of yourself. Setting boundaries is an act of self-love. It shows you value your own time, energy, and emotional well-being. So make sure to prioritize activities that nourish your soul, whether it's reading a good book, taking a walk in nature, or spending time with people who uplift you. You deserve to feel happy, fulfilled, and respected. Now let me paint you a picture of a real-life scenario. Imagine Sarah, who's constantly bombarded by calls and texts from her well-meaning but overbearing mother. Every day, it's how was your day? Are you eating enough? Have you found a boyfriend yet? Sarah loves her mom, but she feels suffocated and stressed. She wants to have some space and independence without feeling guilty. So Sarah decides to set boundaries. She tells her mom, I love hearing from you, but I get overwhelmed when I'm constantly receiving calls and texts throughout the day. Can we please agree on specific times to connect? This simple conversation transforms their relationship. Sarah finds herself feeling less stressed and more in control of her time, while her mom feels respected and understood. D. It's not about shutting people out, it's about creating a healthier, more balanced dynamic. Remember, you deserve to feel safe, respected, and happy in your relationships, even with family. Don't be afraid to set those boundaries, communicate clearly, and prioritize your well-being. By doing so, you're not just protecting yourself, you're strengthening your connections and paving the way for more authentic, fulfilling relationships. Now go out there and own your power. Share this episode with anyone who needs a little boundary boost, leave a review if you found it helpful, and join the conversation on social media using #SheThrivesBoundaries. Until next time, keep thriving, my beautiful souls.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.